I'm going to place this on the altar as well. It's a time for you to reflect, and it may be that you come and take one of these crosses at the end of the service as a reminder of what God's saying you to you today. Or there may be a person that comes to mind. It may be your mom who's not here, but you're going to see her later. I'm going to place these here, and feel free to take one of these at the end of the service along with whatever meaning God may connect to it for you today. The title that I've given to today's message is Celebration of Family, and God Knows Everything About Your Family. I'm just wondering, how does that make you feel? If you think about that, God knows everything. Not just the things you want Him to know, not just the things you want help with. God knows everything about your family. I believe there's a lot for us to consider in that the scripture that we have today is not one that you might typically consider as a Mother's Day passage, except for the verses near the end. But if we take time to really study scripture and look at scripture and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal what He desires to, all scripture is relevant and applicable to our life. And so I want us to be open and understand what that is today. We're continuing with our celebration series. We're having several messages that talk about what it means to celebrate, particularly to celebrate as believers, as the body of Christ. We started off talking about celebration of hope and what it meant to celebrate in the midst of struggles and realizing that from those struggles we can have hope, and from those struggles there's true celebration that can be had in the midst of what others may seem like anything except celebration because of who God is and what we know of how God leads and takes care of us and watches over us. Last week we talked about celebration of introduction. The most important decision we can ever make in our lives is to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But one of the things we get to celebrate in the midst of that is being able to share that with others. And that should be a true celebration. And we talked about how as we know who God is in our life and what God does, it shouldn't be something that we fear. It shouldn't be something we struggle with. It's simply something of sharing who we are and who God is in our life and the joy that comes in the midst of that. And then today we have a celebration of family and moms in particular. I have a question for you. I don't know if this is just me or what, but have you ever thought at any point in your life that your mom had superpowers? I want you to think about perhaps it seemed as though she could see around corners or read your mind, tell the future, or heal a horribly painful injury with nothing but a kiss. Moms have superpowers. Let me tell you about the day that I learned beyond a shadow of any doubt that my mom had just such superpower. You see, I was about 10 or 11 years old. The house that I grew up in and my mom and dad still live in, we have a basement. There's a wood stove down there, and we heat the house with the wood stove. And I had gotten to be about 10 or 11, and the way you go down our stairs, you go down, there's a landing, and then there's three more steps below that. And ever since we had been in the house, there kept matches up in the window just beyond the landing to light the fireplace with. Well, being that I got to be about 10 or 11 years old, I became interested in matches. And I was walking down the stairs one day. I knew matches were dangerous. I was not going to do anything dangerous with it. Of course, no 10 or 11-year-old would. And so I'm going down the stairs, and I know that my mom is back on the other side of the house. In fact, I even remember she was working on her hair. And I go down the stairs, and I get to that window, and I just look at the matches setting invitingly there in the window. And I take my hand, and I reach, and I'm just over top of the matches, and I hear a voice from upstairs. Greg, are you playing with matches? No, ma'am. We never talked about that. I simply knew from that point on I would never get by with anything because my mom knew everything. I learned years later that the stairs creak and moms continually have their ears open, and my mom had an especially keen sense of hearing. So when I didn't go all the way down the steps, she knew where I had stopped, and she knew me well enough to know probably what I was doing. Moms can truly seem to have superpowers. Well, I describe this somewhat as a sixth sense. Moms just have the ability in what we call a sixth sense to know things, particularly in regard to their children that no one else knows. And I believe in some ways this is a way God created us. There's a purpose in that. Well, in verses 1 through 12, the first big chunk of what Joey just read to us today, we read a recollection or a remembering of what God has done for the people of Israel. I'm just going to sum it up for you really quickly. Even though they had chosen to worship other gods, God led them through Canaan and blessed them with families and land. God brought plagues on the Egyptians who had abused the Israelites. God performed the miracle of the crossing of the Red Sea, destroying the enemy who pursued them. God provided for them and kept them alive even in the wilderness. He delivered them from the hands of the Amorites and Moabites, and even from a curse placed on them by Balaam. God delivered his people into Jericho, giving them land on which they did not toil, cities they did not build, and vineyards and olive groves to eat from, which they did not plant. Now I want you to understand, it's important for the Israelites to be reminded of what God had done for them, not to lord it over them about how difficult, ungrateful, hard-hearted, and faithless they had been, although all of that's true. This remembrance was an assurance of God's love and never-ending presence. If you continue to read through this chapter, which I would encourage you to do at some point, you will see a renewed covenant is made between God and the people of Israel at the place of Shechem. So what I want us to think about is this purpose of remembering. I believe as we look at the scripture and we consider what Joshua said to the Israelites, we understand there's an importance in remembering and knowing how God takes the past to inform the present and the future. So moms, I believe, have a gift or might even be a superpower in terms of remembering. And I'm not talking about the smaller miracle of remembering where everything is located in the house and being able to tell you at the drop of a hat where it is, or remembering where you left your shoes when you took them off last. Instead, moms remember, I want to talk about moms remembering the detail about the day of your birth that you will probably never know, all the details, and words can't even describe. Though most all mothers go through the pain of childbirth, that's not what they remember on that beautiful day. Instead, they remember and celebrate the miracle of life, the life of their child. And they celebrate that memory over and over again and again, as God gives them opportunity to raise and nurture this miracle, watching their child be transformed from an infant to a toddler, to a child, to an adolescent, to a teenager, to a young adult, all right before their eyes. Not being a mother myself, I've not had the experience of what I just talked about, but I have experienced the results of such a beautiful relationship with my own mom from the other side and from my wife to our children. It's as though mothers can soak up the fullness and richness, the pain and the struggle, the hope and accomplishments of their children, and somehow or another keep them tucked away in the recesses of their motherly treasure chest until such a time they call on these experiences to serve the purpose of providing a full and joyful picture of why this person is so special to both her and to God. Moms are special. Well, we talk about remembering. In the scripture that we heard read earlier, there's also a sense of forgiving that we know of God. And that's a part of the fabric of our mothers as well. We see in Scripture that God forgave these people over and over, and I believe a mother's forgiveness comes closer than any other to the pure, genuine forgiveness of our Father in heaven. So you remember that superpower of being able to tell the future? A mother rarely lives in the past, holding grudges and asking what if. But instead, she sees potential and possibilities, encouraging the best in her children, celebrating their victories and accomplishments, no matter how big or how small. And then, after remembering and forgiving, there's the idea of loving. And as with God's love for His people, a mother is most likely to love her children with genuine, unconditional love. God did not force the people of Israel to choose Him. Joshua said to them, "Choose this day whom you will serve." A mom will lead and guide, but as much as a child's choices may pain her at times, ultimately she cannot control their decisions. Moms, and I want you to hear this. There's some of you that I know need to hear this. Being a mom is one of the greatest gifts on earth. And today especially, I encourage you to cherish that gift tomorrow and the next day as well. But I pray this for you today, moms, that you do not expect more of yourself than God expects of you. I've seen so many mothers assume responsibility for their children that is not theirs to assume. As a mother, God has called you to a huge responsibility, but there's a line where choice and responsibility are passed on to that child. You're not God, and you cannot control all situations regarding your children. And even God Himself does not choose to take control of us, His beloved children, even though He could. God, after giving us everything, allows us the choice of learning, growing, and choosing our relationship with Him. Moms, that's a hard thing to do. And I know it is. But in order to be the mom God wants you to be, that's a goal we must strive for. So I want us now, I've directed this somewhat toward mothers, but I want us to take a moment to look at remembering, forgiving, and loving one more time. But I want us to do it both, if you're a mom, to look at it from the perspective of a mom. And for all the rest of us, we are children. We all have or had a mom. So I begin. So I begin with remembering. Moms take time to reflect back over the gift of their children. They walk slowly down the trail of memories. Today, I pray that you will see your children as God sees them. Allow the memories to bring joy and happiness. Celebrate the opportunity you've had and do have to be a mother. Allow that memory to be a gift. Now, children, which is all of us, take time to remember from your own perspective the gift of your mom. Your perspective, compared to your mom's, is limited. She is full of wisdom, experience, and understanding, and often leads us to feel as if she has those superpowers. Our Lord and Savior, the God of the universe, really does have such power and ability. Honor your mom today by honoring the one who brought the two of you together. Remember both your mom and your God and all they've done for you. Forgiveness. Other than Jesus Christ, there has never been a perfect person to live on the face of the earth. And that means every one of us needs forgiveness. Everyone. Moms, you likely know that when Jesus was asked how many times we must forgive someone, His response was 70 times 7, which actually translates into that we should forgive an infinite, unlimited amount of times. Moms, you have no doubt forgiven your children over and over. And in the midst of those experiences, you've probably experienced a deep degree of hurt from those that you love. But you know very well that forgiveness brings healing and reopens the doors of opportunity. Children, in terms of forgiveness for us, moms aren't perfect either. Yet somehow we often expect them to be. Although they seem to have superhuman powers at times, they're human just like us. If you've been let down, disappointed, or hurt by your mom at any time, and are continuing to hold on to that, I pray that you will let it go today. God does not desire what you're holding on to be a part of your life. And then love. Moms, Scripture says we love because He first loved us. Any mother, regardless of whether they're a woman of faith or not, has a special love for her children. But as a believer, you're able to love your child with an even greater love, the love of God Himself. So I encourage you on this day, when we celebrate mothers and the love of mothers everywhere, that you will make it a point to renew your connection with the author of love and continue to be the mom He created you to be. In the Scripture, the Israelites established a new covenant. I encourage you, moms, to consider renewing your covenant with God today in understanding what it means for you to be the mom He's called you to be. Children, hopefully we know that our mom loves us with the profound and deep love that has shaped us into the person we are. And although our mother's love is supremely special, the God of the universe is the one who began, the only one who can and does love us more than our moms. Allow the love of your mom for you and your love for your mom to provide just a glimpse into the indescribable love that we already sing about of our Lord and Savior. This is how we celebrate. Joshua told the people, "Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Today we celebrate moms. It's everywhere. Everybody knows it. And if a guy forgot it, he's in trouble. But what does it mean for us to celebrate? We're spending this time talking about celebration, and as we celebrate, we can be a part. We can celebrate and acknowledge that mothers are important, just like everyone else around us. But if we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that celebration should go to another level. And that's what I want us to understand. That's what I want us to grasp today as we continue to think about what it means to really celebrate as the people of God. So as we read the Scripture today and we see who God is and what God does, we can look at our moms and see a reflection of God in the midst of who she is in our life. Moms allow that. Moms yearn for that. Moms pray for that. And as children, we should welcome that. And when we're open to that and understand that, whether we're a mom, whether we're a child, that takes our celebration to a whole different level. And you know what happens? Mom's Day, which is pretty exciting and amazing, has a new and tremendous sense of wow. Just like our mom. So I encourage you not to just be satisfied with a mom's day, but approach your mom today and approach the God of the universe with an awesome sense of wow and celebrate the way God intends us to. I'm going to ask our musicians to come forward. As they lead us in our closing hymn, which is Blessed Be the Tie, I'm going to ask you, and I told you these crosses were going to be up here, and it may be, I encourage you during this, during a time of invitation. The invitation, what it's about, it's not an invitation that comes from me, although during the time of invitation, it's appropriate time if anyone's thinking about joining the church, or if you're particularly the most important decision of your life of accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm here and willing to talk to you about that. But the invitation doesn't come from me. The invitation comes from God. So I believe that today, as it's Mother's Day, and in the scripture that we've read, as we understand how God works and what He's doing, not only in the scripture we read, but today, that He's touching you, that He's speaking to you. And it probably has to do with a relationship or relationships of some kind. So during that time, I would encourage you, if you feel led, just to come up, take one of these crosses. If you want to, you can take it and pray, and then just walk back to your seat or whatever God would lead you to do. And remember it as a commitment of how God's speaking to you today, and follow through and giving it to whoever you're supposed to give it to, or holding it to remember whatever God's trying to say to you. But I yearn for you to respond today as we stand together and sing, Blessed Be the Tie, hymn number 387.